Pioneer Village of Minden, Nebraska offers the pioneering visitor an opportunity to step back in time and witness the commonalities of the pioneer experiences on the prairie. This is accomplished through the many authentic buildings, such as the Pony Express Relay Station or the historic Country Church. These structures contain many unique objects relating to the time, but should you travel to the Homes and Shop building, the Master Weaver practices her craft. Nestled away in the large building is the loom shop. Walled in behind a stout little railing sits a massive homemade two-harness loom. While impressive in size, even more impressive is the story of how the majestic tool came to rest within the walls of Pioneer Village. Over 143 years ago, Pioneer John Abrahamson settled into a sod house in the Midwest with plans to build a loom for his wife, Charlotte. Given time, he eventually repurposed the ceiling beams of the sod house to build the loom when the family tore down the sod house in 1878. At the time, nails were expensive and scarce. Thus, the loom was pegged together and they also utilized an old wagon axes. At the time, Charlotte sold rugs for 10 cents, and when accounting for inflation, the rugs were around $4 in today's money. Eventually, the loom was passed from family to family until ended up in the town of Axtell's Mosaic organization. Finally, in the mid-1990s, the chaplain of Axtell contacted Pioneer Village to see if the loom might find a home there. Since then, there it has stood, nestled into the Homes and Shop building. In the following years, the loom has seen a variety of different weavers, each producing different crafts that have been sold in the Pioneer Village gift shop. For the past 3 years, the weaver has been Sue White, a kind lady who enjoys sharing her passion with those who explore the museum. White generally works at the loom around 5 days a week during open seasons. On her days at the loom, she generally crafts between 2 and 3 rugs per day, or roughly 12 to 13 per week. These homemade rugs are a hot ticket item at the gift shop. She likes to use denim as the basis for her rugs, but will often utilize other fabrics as well, such as fleece, fringe, old clothing, and bedsheet fabric. The type of fabric used also impacts the time to create, with denim taking 1.5 hours, whereas rugs or fleece or other items can take over an hour longer. Regardless of what fabric is used, the rugs look lovely in any place around the house. The process to create the rugs is one of interest and uniqueness, where visitors will chat with White about the process for upwards of an hour. Before working as the loom master of Pioneer Village, she was a senior service representative for the First National Bank. However, in her spare time, she enjoyed various crafts such as knitting, crocheting, sewing, and other similar activities. While Sue White enjoys her practice, when she is able to educate and connect with other patrons of the museum, does she feel like she is most rewarded? Having visited Pioneer Village myself this past summer, I spoke with Sue White about the loom and her role at Pioneer Village, and found myself walking away over 30 more minutes later. If you happen to find her there at the loom, make sure you stop by and tell her that UNO sent you.